You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday, 15th of June. You know what that means, don't you? Already we are halfway through the month of June. It's only a couple of months, isn't it? And we get Christmas decorations back in the shops. How good is that? Anyway, lovely to have you with us this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. Of course, I'm Jerry D, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let's take a look at a birthday for today. This one is interesting. One Jose El Huya, born in 1754. Now, he was a Spanish chemist and a mineralogist, and the joint discoverer of tungsten. This is with his brother Fausto, and that was in 1783. Yeah, tungsten. You remember what that was used for a lot? Ah, I'll try and remind you in a minute.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You ran away to find something to say. I went straight to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling. I'm still in love, and I say that because I know how it seems between you and me. It hasn't been easy, darling. After the dance, the smell on my hands, the rock in my throat, a hair on my coat, the stranger at home, my darling.
The gentleman's name is Troy Sivan there, and a little number called Easy. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you've just sort of joined us, and good morning to you. We've only just been on the air for, 6.5 minutes with the Breakfast Show, because we are 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Right, what have we got lined up for you? I'm just checking with Dr. Computer's going to be able to join us today. Apart from that, we've got our usual bits and pieces. Of course, great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Like this one from Mr. C. Low Green. He's happy. According to the song, he's, he's satisfied. There we go, Mr. CeeLo Green and Satisfied. Right, we're going to get a bit nerdy now. All right, when we opened the program, we mentioned today was the birthday, or would have been, of one Jose El Huyar, who was with his brother, the inventor of tungsten, the metal. And I said, yeah, I'll give you some idea of what it was used for, because one particular thing that I can think of. By the way, it's got the symbol W and the atomic number of 74. Rare metal found naturally on Earth, almost exclusively as compounds with other elements as well. Identified as a new element back in 1781 and first isolated as a metal in 1783. Its important ores include scheelite and wolframite. Sounds like something out of one of the sort of movies that Andreas would watch, wouldn't it? Be careful, stay away from the wolframite. The free element is remarkable. Why? For its robustness, especially the fact that it has the highest melting point of all known elements, melting, wait for it, 3,422 degrees Celsius. And it also has the highest boiling point as well, at 5,930 degrees Celsius. So its density, by the way, is 19.3 grams per cubic centimeter. I thought you were going to get all nerdy, didn't I? It occurs in many alloys. Numerous applications. Now, what is the one that we all remember the most? The application for tungsten? Light bulbs, of course, including... yes, incandescent light bulbs, filaments, X-ray tubes, it's also used in electrodes, in gas, tungsten arc welding, super alloys and radiation shielding. So there we go. I told you it was going to be fun. Celine Dion this morning. Unison.
And I
There we go. As I said, it's called Unison. Comes from Celine Sion. Celine Sion. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Celine Dion. Gosh, that doesn't happen very often, does it? There's a special word for that. I wonder if I can remember what it is. We reverse the first letters. 16 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm a minute late, so we better get on with this and get you in the shower from 4 this morning. And this is Amber. Begins with an A. And this is Your Night. Go, that's Amber in the shower with you this morning. I tell you what, shall we get you out? There we go. And let me tell you, time-wise, 20 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, exactly. And by the way, that one was, say, Amber, the Dutch. She comes from Holland. She's Dutch and very talented. She's a singer, songwriter, label owner, and an executive producer. Best known, of course, for Hits, the one we just played, This Is Your Night, If You Could Read My Mind, and Sexual. In December of 2016, Billboard ranked her as the 34th most successful dance artist of all time. And the song, This Is Your Night, got to number one in Israel, in actual fact, and had great success in many countries, particularly in Australia, Belgium, Japan, Lebanon, the Netherlands. Got into the top 40 in the United States, and got further prominence. This was after appearing in the 1998 American comedy film A Night at the Roxbury. So there we go. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says it's raining where she is this morning. So good morning to you, Mary Lou. We've had a bit of rain here. Yasmin said when she came in there was rain around. So it's very dark as well. A lot of dark clouds out there today. Watching the BBC weather yesterday, it did say that it was going to be quite stormy here today with quite a lot of rain. But anyway, one thing we will not be, by the way, is...
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune in feeling. But someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
started off those two, Cold as Ice, of course, from Foreigner, and that one, Chaka Khan and Papillon, a.k.a. Hot Butterfly. And that was originally a 1978 song by a guy called Greg Diamond, written by him, first released as an album track from Bionic Boogie, the album by Boogie by Diamond. However, best-known version, the 1980 hit we just played, Papillon by Chaka Khan, features, by the way, vocals by R&B singer Luther Vandross on there, and harmonica solo by musician Hugh McCracken. And that has brought us, well, to this time on the show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Verli Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I tell you what, the time is, well, we're just making our way to 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's program. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for today. Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson should be denied automatic access to Parliament for deliberately misleading lawmakers over rule-breaking COVID-19 lockdown parties, the committee said on Thursday in a damning report. Johnson reacted by calling the findings rubbish. The Privileges Committee, the main disciplinary body for lawmakers, said that Johnson had misled Parliament on several occasions about Downing Street parties in a manner unprecedented for a Prime Minister. Now, the committee also accused Johnson of being complicit in a campaign of abuse and attempted intimidation towards them. Rescuers scoured the seas off Greece on Thursday following a shipwreck that killed at least 79 migrants as hopes of survivors dwindled and fears grew that hundreds more, including children, may have drowned trapped inside the crowded vessel's hold. Reports suggested between 400 and 750 people had packed the fishing boat that capsized and sank early on Wednesday morning. This was in deep waters about 50 miles from the southern coastal town of Pylos. Greek authorities said that 104 survivors had been rescued. Now, let's see. After a week of heavy fighting, the real tests of Kiev's counteroffensive lie ahead, with Ukrainian troops some distance from Russia's main defensive line and the bulk of forces prepared for the push still on standby. Ukraine struck in two areas along the southeastern front last week as it began the main phase of its long-awaited operation, reporting seven retaking villages but also taking losses including Western infantry fighting vehicles and tanks. The Pacific Island nation of Palau has asked the United States to step up patrols of its waters after several incursions by Chinese vessels into its exclusive economic zone, President Surangul Whips Jr. told Reuters in an interview. Whips Jr. said that he would also welcome a bigger U.S. military presence in the country, with troops stationed alongside existing Coast Guard and civil action teams, as Washington and Beijing vie for influence in the strategic region. Authorities in India and neighboring Pakistan have evacuated more than 150,000 people from vulnerable coastal areas in the path of Cyclone Bayparjoy, set to whirl in from the Arabian Sea and make landfall by Thursday night. Bayparjoy, which means disaster or calamity in the Bengali language, was centered 140 kilometers off Jakhau Port in India's western state of Gujarat and 230 kilometers off Pakistan's southern port of Karachi, weather officials have reported. A senior employee of the Beijing-based Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, said on Thursday that he was advised to flee the country after resigning from the bank in protest over what he alleged was Chinese Communist Party influence. Bob Picard, a Canadian national and former global communications chief for the AIIB, announced his resignation in a scathing social media post on Wednesday. Hours later, Ottawa said that it was freezing ties with the bank while it probed the allegations. Established by Chinese President Xi Jinping in 2016 as a Chinese alternative to the World Bank and other Western-led multilateral lending institutions, AIIB has 106 members worldwide, including Canada, and says it was an apolitical lender. Alphabet Inc. is cautioning employees about how they use chatbots, including its own Bard. This was at the same time as it markets a program around the world, for people familiar with the matter have told Reuters. The Google parent has advised employees not to enter its confidential materials or their confidential materials into AI chatbots, people said, and the company confirmed, citing long-standing policy on safeguarding information. Strikes at Chinese factories have surged to a 7-year high and are expected to become more frequent as weak global demand forces exporters to cut workers' pay and shut down plants, one rights group and economist has said. Exports and factory output in the world's second largest economy tumbled in May as looming downturns forced the United States and Europe to pare back orders for goods made in China. And Bill Gates, Microsoft Corporation's co-founder, is set to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday, and this is during his visit to China, two people with knowledge of the matter reported. The meeting will mark Xi's first meeting with a foreign private entrepreneur in recent years. The people said that the encounter may be a one-on-one meeting. A third source confirmed that they would meet without providing details. Uber said on Thursday that it will shut its food delivery business in Italy and exit Israel, where it has not built sufficient market share. The moves were in line with our efforts to focus on markets where we have opportunities for sustainable growth, a company spokesperson has said. Investors are turning their attention back to European small and mid-cap stocks as low valuations spark long-term interest, even as the intermediate economic outlook remains gloomy. Europe's smaller companies have seen relative valuations sink, as concerns about an economic slowdown have favoured defensives over cyclicals, while banking turmoil stoked credit crunch fears and an AI boom boosted megacaps. The MSCI Europe SMID index of European small to mid-cap firms is trading near 2008 lows versus the wider market in terms of valuations, including both price and earnings and price-to-book ratios. Oil prices rose on Thursday after a plunge the previous day, as data showed a jump in refinery runs at the world's top crude importer, China, but a weak economic backdrop capped gains. Brent futures, they were up 84 cents, or 1.15%, to $74.04 a barrel. That was at 9.59 GMT today. US West Texas Intermediate, WTI crude, that rose 77 cents, or 1.13%, to $69.04 a barrel. Both benchmarks, by the way, fell 1.5% on Wednesday. There we go. That's it. There's our look. That's some of the items for you on the international business news for this morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stars on 45. They call that the 60s Megamix. But mainly, I think it's all Beatles on there, isn't it? Anyway, and name that tune. All of them. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 13 and a half minutes right now, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Good morning. Say go to Mary Lou this morning. So bright and early. They're raining over there. Also to Renee, very good morning to you. She's up there in Houston at the moment. I don't know if you've got any rain up there. Yes, normally, of course, she's in Athens in Greece, but she's over there in Houston for a little while. You can always pop on a plane, come down to Panama, you know that, don't you? It's not that far. Direct flights. Right, so let's see. What have we got coming up for this morning? Dr. Computer. He's going to be joining us in the next hour of this morning's programme. We'll be talking a little bit of tech with him. We'll be checking in with Ingrid and also later on with Yasmin as well. That's all still to come on this morning's breakfast show on 89.3 Cool FM. The Bee Gees there, and to love somebody. Right, looking at birthdays again here on the Breakfast Show. Another one, we've got Lisa del Giocondo, born back in the year 1479. Gosh, she's knocking on a bit, isn't she? She was a member of the Gherardini family of Italy. Her portrait was commissioned by her husband and painted by Leonardo da Vinci. You know where we're going with this, don't you? Now internationally known, of course, as the Mona Lisa.
Mm. Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? To tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Beautiful song, isn't it? Nat King Cole and Mona Lisa. We're 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we're going to be looking at some of the local news. Don't worry if you're just popping out, you're not in the car or not at home, you can't just do it, because we do it again, of course, at 9 o'clock this morning. Yes, do it twice. Two for the price of one. Mr. Jimi Hendrix and the Experience. All along the watchtower.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
Mr. Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix Experience and All Along the Watchtower. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, about a minute away. So without further ado, we're going to go and take a listen to some of the local news stories.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
It's morning radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fall. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the field you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth.
a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The first of those two basically was a continuation of the news. It was called in the year 2525, Exordium and Terminus, a 1969 hit that was for the American pop duo of Zega and Evans, and say in the year 2525 and recorded back in 1969. This one, Loving Things, from the Scottish band Marmalade, which they released, and that was in 1968, a year before the other one.
Morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hi, yes. How you doing? Well, this is a first. I'm broadcasting from my car. I'm on my way back to El Valle, waiting for the bridge to open. And by golly, I think we have a foggy morning. It looks like we could have some rain here in the city. I'm surprised with that. Very excited you all going to get some rain. I'm going to try to get out of here before the rain starts, because I don't like me driving on the highway in the rain. Yeah, especially with those people who don't know how to use their blinkers or signals, whatever they use. So off I'm going. Aussie is all snuggled tough and tight into his bed. He's settling in very quickly. Got himself his sound room all set up. So he was broadcasting. I could hear him cackling and laughing and having himself a good old time. Had to get some soundproofing because he was so loud and the sound was leaking out of the room, but because the room sounded like he was in a cave and it was just ringing and making all kinds of noises. So he was pretty excited about putting up two-sided tape with some sound barriers on them so it kind of sucks up the sound. Not like in a car where it just vibrates back and forth and back and forth across my head. Yeah, it is definitely a foggy, roggy kind of day. Oh, is that rain or is that somebody washing the sidewalk? Well, the cook is in El Valle. She's having a tooth extracted today. So I'm trying to get back there pretty soon to see if there's anything I can do to help her. But by the time I get there, it'll be all done. She got Chelsea with her. They're dropping her to friends. Another couple of friends are picking up a car. Boy, oh boy, it's just never a dull moment where we are. Hope it's never a dull moment where you are. Ugh, now I got my safety belt on. Yes, I'm not driving while talking on the phone. I am parked in the parking lot awaiting my turn to leave as well. So I'm hoping you all have a great day. Stay off the road, please. Take your umbrella. Don't forget the paraguas today because it looks like you're going to need it. And tomorrow is, you bet, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. You all be safe and back to you in the studio.
Big thanks to Ingrid this morning. How dedicated is that? Parked her car up and talking to her from her car this morning. So anyway, have a great trip back to El Valle. Also, let me say something. Renee and Rick, as I mentioned, you know, normally we talk to them there in Athens in Greece. However, they're up there in Houston at the moment. Rick was there for, it looks like, an award ceremony. And they've sent me a picture of him. He got two awards for him and his team. Health and Safety Awards. He's got two of them. Can share. Nice. So congratulations to Rick for that. And Renee, because she backs him up, you know. Yep. Good lady. Right, it is that time on this morning's breakfast show, if you are keeping on the time, 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and time to say, happy he can make it this morning, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
And how are we?
Well, speaking of health and safety, I'm keeping healthy and keeping safe.
I like it. So, how has your week been? Because how are you, you know, you're settling now sort of into your new position.
Yes, it's been very interesting. I've been meeting new customers and doing a lot to, you know, help them with their different goals and their different business needs and so on. So it's been fun. I've also learned a lot from both my peers and from customers and from everybody all around. So it's been very satisfying.
Excellent. Yep. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
You look a happy person, so it must
I
be.
Am.
Yes, that's what we'd like to hear.
Happy to be here.
Always happy to have you here. Talking of which, we did a topic last week from one of our listeners that she put in, but she wasn't going into our little competition because she won one of them before, which Alex gave away, a nice little speaker. But this one, I can tell you, this one is quite special because I spoke to Alex and said, oh, I need a... I want a new
charger.
Thank you. And I went off yesterday to one of the shops, and they had it. And I thought, you know, that's sort of expensive. And but anyway, this one is the expensive one because this one is, I think, it's what, 60 watts,
65 watt
charging. I mean, that's quite something. They're sort of going on the up and up, aren't they,
It depends. It depends on the technology being used. For example, the one from the original manufacturer of the computer that I have here, which is of a brand that you're not that keen on.
Give me the pip.
Yeah. Well, that one costs like $98, and it only comes with one plug to plug your laptop into.
And I don't think they sell them with them anymore, do they?
They do.
Oh, they do sell them.
Yeah, because they can make $100 off of you every time they sell you one, because the one you have either got lost or broken or eaten by the dog or whatever. Now, this one weighs half as much, is slightly smaller, has two connectors, so it can charge both your laptop and something else at the same time. And it's a lot more convenient. It uses gallium nitride technology, which we've talked about extensively here. So it makes it safer, cleaner, easier to build, easier to manufacture, less impactful on the environment. It's also, it runs cooler as well, and it's more efficient. So less of the energy being used to charge your laptop is dissipated into the air as heat, which, you know, then is lost. So there's a lot of advantages, and it still manages to cost 30% or more less than the original one. So even though it might be kind of an expense at first, if you look at it just from the point of view of the price, it saves you a lot in weight, in efficiency, and so on.
Okay. Now, one question, because what it basically is, I bought a, what do you call these things with all the little plugs in? Here that I bought, there's a special word for it. A dock. There we go. For my HP printer, my HP laptop. However, it's been really inefficient because I spoke to Alex in a week because you can, one of the reasons I bought it, you can stick in your plug from your router into it because my new computer, in actual fact, doesn't have that kind of plug. So, oh, this is great. And then when I checked, I was getting an incredibly low speed, wasn't I? It was incredibly low. And, you know, when we checked on the computer, and it just said 1 gigabyte or whatever it can handle, and I was getting, what, 200? 200 megabytes instead of the 1,000 that I'm getting on
Do you still have that dock with you somewhere that I can see it?
That's the dock there, that one there.
Oh, you're using it right now?
Yeah. Is it
connected to a USB-C port?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, depending on the cable that you're using, the problem with USB-C, because the advantage is obvious. One connector does pretty much everything.
And I don't have that kind of connection on this laptop.
Oh, you don't?
No. That's why I want for the... Because I like to have my laptop directly onto the modem and not relying on the sort of the Wi-Fi all the time. So that's one of the main reasons that that I got it. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that, you know, I wasn't getting the speed. So that was my choice. And the thing is, I think it's very old.
It could be.
Because I went on to check the firmware. I thought, oh, well, let me reload the firmware. 2016, the firmware.
So that, let's go on to the topic at hand, in this case, USB-C. Mm-hmm. The thing about USB-C, the great thing about USB-C is that one connector fits, you know, pretty much everything, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. does everything. It charges, it mm-hmm. copies data, and so on. The problem is that not all USB-C connections are created alike.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, for example, the one on this machine that I have here, are what's called Thunderbolt. In this case, it's Thunderbolt 2, mm-hmm. because this is kind of an old machine. And that allows connections up to, I think, 5 gigabits per second mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that, which is fine for something like your network connection. Mm-hmm. If I connect my computer using a Thunderbolt to Ethernet adapter, I'm going to get the whole gigabit and then some mm-hmm. with no issues.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you're using a cable there that goes to the USB-C port that's rated for USB 2 speeds, then you might get like a maximum of 480 megabits per second, but that's like the raw capability. Mm-hmm. There still has mm-hmm. to be some negotiation mm-hmm. and translation and so on. So you might get 200 megs or something like that from the network connection, even though your connection might be rated for a lot more, maybe mm-hmm. 500, 600, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that. And that would be one of the reasons why your computer using Wi-Fi 6, which can do even over a gigabit, mm-hmm. could be faster on Wi-Fi than it is on wired. Mm-hmm. This is something that iPhone owners are very familiar with, because they can airdrop stuff using Wi-Fi to their laptop a lot faster than they can do with the Lightning cable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a USB-C to Lightning cable, because it's rated for USB 2 speeds. What I can do, I mean, you're getting a new dock today.
I'm getting one coming in today.
Yeah, if not for that, I could let you borrow my Belkin dock, which is Thunderbolt, and you could see the difference in speed is, you know, a
mm-hmm.
lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this might be a good enough dock for you to maybe throw in your backpack with the laptop. You know, just to, you know, have something to connect other stuff.
No, absolutely. In. You can do that. Will that connect stuff with a phone as well?
Yeah. A lot of phones mm-hmm. will also work with the USB connection and use that to do things like copy files over, use a USB, an SD card. Like, mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. if your phone doesn't have internal SD cards, you can use an external one. For example, mine, I have an Honor phone. It doesn't have an internal micro SD card slot, but I can use that dock, for example,
sure.
to power the phone and mm-hmm. have a USB to connect stuff to and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Some higher-end phones, not the one I have. I think the one I have is the Honor 50 doesn't have that functionality, but I believe the Honor 70 does, and a lot of the Samsung Galaxy phones have that and the Folds. You can connect a screen to it and use it as a desktop mm-hmm. version of mm-hmm. your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And you can use Word and Excel mm-hmm. and PowerPoint just like you would on a regular computer. So, for example, if you're traveling, you might be able to connect your phone to it and use things like Instagram and things like, you mm-hmm. know, other mm-hmm. apps that are on your phone, but on, let's say, the screen at your hotel where you're staying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot bigger screen. And if you have, for example, a mouse and an external keyboard, you can connect it there mm-hmm. and use it just like you would a computer without having to bring an entire computer with you, which mm-hmm. is very mm-hmm. advantageous. Mm-hmm. Some phones will let you use like an external keyboard and then use the phone as a pointing device. By moving your finger around on the phone's screen, mm-hmm. you can move the cursor around on the screen as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's highly convenient. I've traveled once or twice in without bringing my laptop because I didn't have to do anything like major, but I did bring a dock that I could connect to my hotel's screen mm-hmm. and use it as a computer. That being said, some hotels will have older screens from like 10 or 15 years ago that only do 1366 by 768, which is kind of a lower resolution that most people are used to, because most people have modern laptops with high-definition displays that do 1920 by 1080. So you might see the letters a little bit fuzzier than you used to with your regular screen, but it works out really well. So that's something to take into account.
Okay. Now, another question when we're using these chargers, because it's something I was looking at the other day, is the cable capability of taking that charge. You need to get a rated you need to get a rated cable for the power of your charger, correct?
Yes. In fact, some phones will actually inform you and say, hey, you know that cable you're connecting me to? It's asking me to give me more power, like 15 or 25 or more watts, but I can see from talking to it that it's not rated for that, so I'm going to take it slow and maybe get only 5 or 10 watts from it, just so you know. It might not tell you. It might just charge slower than you're used to. My phone, for example, will show two little lightning bolt symbols instead of one if it's doing a fast charge at anything over 15 watts. And it will tell me it's using its proprietary quick charge from Honor, which is compatible with Huawei for some reason. And it might also be compatible with Xiaomi's faster charge. This is something that's common to Asia mostly. So if you try with a Samsung or an LG phone, which is also from Asia, now that I think about it, but it's a different corner of Asia, it might not charge as fast, but it will charge as fast as they can both negotiate a safe speed to charge at. So there's nothing wrong with using, quote unquote, the wrong cable, except for the fact that it's going to take a little longer. What I do ask people, don't buy a charger next to the cash register at the supermarket. They are notoriously bad. I once bought one for an emergency. I think it lasted almost the entire hour I used it before it actually stopped working at all.
What worries me about these things, to be honest with you, especially when we're getting onto sort of fast charging and also, I mean, the studio, I've got so many of the plugs for the equipment, you know, the bricks that, that sort of reduce the voltage. I'm always really scared that one of these is going to catch fire. Do they?
They used to a lot more a long time ago, but nowadays, especially with gallium nitride type chargers, they say GaN on the box, it's a lot less likely because they do a lot less transforming the power and everything in different parts that could break. So it's a lot more, I would say, a lot more sophisticated in its construction, but a lot more simplistic in its build. So there's less stuff to break or explode or catch fire. That being said,
doesn't stall the battery, does it?
That being said, about batteries and chargers, the better ventilated it is, the better. I mean, there's no problem, even though there's thousands of memes about it on the internet from very well-intentioned but misinformed people that you shouldn't charge your phone on your bed or whatever. But that being said, if you put like your pillow on top and it's on the bed and it's getting warmer than it's supposed to, then definitely it increases the risk of some sort of damage. But charging it overnight is not really a problem, never has been. One of the things about lithium-ion batteries, and we've known this for like a century, lithium-ion batteries are older than people think. We're just getting really good at building them nowadays because of the fact that they form internal crystals and dendrites from the charging and recharging process, the discharging process, and that can make the seal on the battery degrade, and then the lithium can escape and react violently with oxygen. Just like sodium, you've probably seen these videos where people throw little bits of sodium on water and it just blows up.
Isn't it exciting?
Yes. Lithium is also a salt that will, you know, literally explode on contact with air. And that was what happened with some Samsung phones about 5 or 6 years ago, I think, because the layers of the sheet of lithium inside the battery were too thin, were thinner than they were supposed to. Mm-hmm. This was a manufacturing defect that has not popped up again. That being said, if you drop your phone, if you hit your phone with something, there's always a small chance that the seal on the battery will be compromised. Another telltale sign of a battery compromise, most laptops nowadays have trackpads built in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you see the trackpad not registering clicks properly or slightly being a little bit harder to click on, or it starts developing
swelling
a
battery.
Little bit of swelling, mm-hmm. that's a swelling battery. You should really have that checked because it might become a fire hazard.
No, that's scary. I mean, that in fact is what happened with my last laptop. The battery swelled? Yeah, and the case was, I hadn't really, because, you know, I don't pick it up that much, and the case was pushing away from the actual machine. So that's when I sort of, you know, took it out and bought my Chinese battery, which caused the machine to blow up.
That's so bad.
Yes.
I've had good luck with batteries bought off of Amazon, even if they were made in China, because most stuff nowadays is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you have to be careful.
But it's, you know, no, this was a pretend one. It was HP.
Oh.
But it wasn't.
Okay.
HP.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back, and we'll tell you whose suggestion is going to get that amazing charger. Here we go. This is, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree.
So I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
When
the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh.
And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh.
But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
And it said, no. Not the one for me. No, 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 no. Say no, no. You're not the one for me.
Ooh.
There we go. Yes, the black horse and the cherry tree. You're on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry Deaver, on 89.3 Cool FM. Alex, you have chosen a topic that our winner put in. It's now our winner put in. Which one?
Why should we upgrade? Let me read it as they wrote it.
And I can tell you who it would be after this.
So, you know, putting on my Casey Kasem voice. They write, "Dear Casey, why do operating systems pressure you to upgrade, which often worsen and delay rather than improve processes?"
Well done, Christopher. Christopher Bowman, he sent that one in. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris.
And you have got a beautiful Belkin 65-watt charger.
With gallium nitride technology.
And so, a box.
Yes. A very recyclable box that's also made from recycled material.
So we
have to recognize Belkin's efforts in that regard. They've switched over their entire packaging, sustainable inks and so on. They're doing pretty good on that. So the thing is, upgrades are not necessarily bad. It's just that sometimes a lot of different factors come in to make the upgrade process a problem. The first thing that I noticed from this, it says, why do they pressure you to upgrade? There are several reasons for that. Several positive reasons, a couple of negative reasons, but the positive reasons are that programs are made by people who make mistakes. And when you test out your programs, could be your operating system, could be your applications, anything, the drivers that talk to the different hardware, you test it on dozens of phones, on hundreds of phones, on thousands of phones. But then you put it out there so that the public can use it. Something like what happened with ChatGPT or anything like that. And then you get millions of people using them in millions of different configurations and ways of using them. And then they start using them in different ways that you didn't predict. There's a very old joke about quality assurance in software. A quality assurance software engineer walks into a bar. He asks for one beer, then for three beers, then for minus one beers. And, you know, everything checks out okay. And he says, well, the beer is ready for production. We can open a bar. First customer comes in, asks where the bathroom is, and the bar bursts into flames. So, from that we can learn that a lot of the times these upgrades are for two reasons. Either for fixing holes in the program that allowed other people to do bad things, especially security updates and so on. And there are upgrades that give you things like additional functionality. This week's Microsoft Patch Tuesday gave us a few different features, or gave us back a few features that some people wanted. For example, I'm a stickler for details, so I like my clock on my laptop to show the seconds.
Okay.
And that's just a cosmetic thing. It doesn't really affect me. But it was a welcome thing to have back, which was available since the days of Windows 3.1. You know, early 90s. So, but it also gave us a lot of other functionality. I mean, you've probably heard of Clipchamp.
No.
It's in Windows 11. It's a video editor. A lot of people like it. It came with one of those updates. So the main reason that they pressure you to upgrade is because they will pressure you to upgrade for security's sake. You will see that, for example, in Windows and other operating systems, you'll have optional updates that are not really absolutely necessary, just recommended, and you can opt out of those anytime you want. Now, those are updates to existing operating system. The difference between that and an upgrade is that an upgrade is a major change.
Right.
An update is like putting a new radio in your car. An upgrade is getting a new car. They basically do the same thing, just the newer model does it better in some ways or has some additional options or whatever. Upgrades are trickier. I, for one, usually never upgrade an operating system on top of another, because it will usually keep a lot of crud and stuff that you don't need around or whatever. It's always imperfect and clunky and will sometimes result, as our friend Christopher says, in less performance or more problems or more issues. I, for one, would rather, and I do it all the time, back everything up to either the cloud. Most of my stuff is in OneDrive, Dropbox, and Amazon Photos and things like that. Wipe everything clean and then install from scratch. That way I, you know, kind of freshen or renew the machine. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's for everybody. Not everybody has the time, the patience, or whatever to do it, but I recommend it that way.
Okay.
In the case of Apple, for example, I've seen that you can go from one operating system to the next with barely any issues, if at all. But once you start going up to like two or three versions of upgrades of operating systems,
mm-hmm.
then it usually starts becoming either a problem or it slows down the machine or whatever. A lot of the times, what will also slow down your device when upgrading, not updating, but upgrading your operating mm-hmm. system, is that you're working with something that's 3 years younger than your current device or 5 years younger than your current device. And sometimes the system requirements have changed. One thing that hasn't changed from like the 70s is that manufacturers will give you the minimum recommended specs for an operating system or an application. And when they say minimum recommended, they actually mean minimum possible. Less than that, and mm-hmm. it probably won't mm-hmm. run. When they say the recommended specs, they usually mean we know that it will run somewhat smoothly at first with these specs. And mm-hmm. when they give you like the recommended specs, you should take those as the minimum recommended ones because it will run better if you have more of memory or hard drive or spacer or CPU or whatever. So if, for example, your phone came, say, with, I have a phone at home that came with Android 9 and I updated to Android 10. It was slightly slower or whatever. I'm glad they didn't come out with an update to Android 11 or 12 because it probably would have required a lot more memory to be as smooth and easy to use
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't recommend that you upgrade unless you need to, but you should update unless you absolutely can't. And by absolutely can't update, I mean that, for example, sometimes updates will maybe deprecate some sort of functionality that used to be in the operating system, mm-hmm. but nobody uses it anymore except a few people, and that happens to be you. I've seen that happen as well. So just make sure that you have backups of everything before you update or upgrade. And if it's a security update, please, please take it because it makes not only your operation of your technological device better, but it also helps the rest of us who have to coexist with you on the internet itself. That being said, for example, I know of a lot of people who are either hobbyists or collectors
mm-hmm.
or that have industrial systems that are not directly connected to the internet that still use older operating systems. You may have seen, for example, I think the machines in the airport that do the baggage handling and whatever, mm-hmm. They still run a version of Windows XP or something like
right,
that,
right.
which is over 20 years old at this point.
So,
since they're not connected to the internet, or they shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that much of a problem. I do remember once seeing them infected with ransomware, which probably means that somebody else came in to maybe do some maintenance or whatever, mm-hmm. hooked up to the same network as they did. And that ransomware was maybe just infecting his machine, but not being able to do much because it was on an updated machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when it found these old XP machines just ready for the taking, it just scrambled their entire hard drives and things like that because it could.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be real careful about these updates, these security updates, especially if you have older equipment that can't be updated for whatever reason. And also be careful about the devices that you have around you that are not computers, like phones, smart TVs, mm-hmm. smart fridges, mm-hmm. things like that. You should be at least subscribed to any updates that come from the manufacturer or whatever, just to be on the safe side, because the smarter the device is, the more tempting it is for a third party to use as either a point of infection or a point of persistence, just to stay
mm-hmm.
hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to do that.
Okay. I mean, one of the things this isn't necessarily with Windows, but it was with Android. One of the most useful things that they had on your smartphone was that you were able to record your phone calls. Then they come in and give you an upgrade and they take away that facility.
Yeah.
And to me, that really pissed me off because they don't have that right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very, very useful feature to have for legal reasons. Mm-hmm. If I'm having a discussion with my lawyer or I'm having a discussion with somebody and it's over a dispute, or whatever, mm-hmm. I want to be able to record that call and I can't do it anymore.
As long as the law allows you to, with the proper, you know, disclosure and everything. Speaking of that, there's an application called Truecaller that used to be able to do that.
I have Truecaller on my phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, what they've done is, in order to circumvent the fact that manufacturers have taken this capability away, and Apple never really had it officially, mm-hmm. some apps would do that using other means or going around the system limitations, but they pretty much put the kibosh on that. So what Truecaller does is that it forwards your call to another line which records both parties at the same time while you're talking. But this is only in the U.S. with U.S. phone numbers. So unfortunately, it does have a cost, but it can be done. The other way you can do it, and you can, I can probably look that up on Amazon and send you the link so you can share it on the website and people can get it, is a Bluetooth device that hooks up to your phone as if it were a Bluetooth speakerphone or whatever, and it allows you to record the calls on the device.
But honestly, the thing is, this is BS, and I'll tell you why it's BS.
Totally.
Because what does an answer machine do?
Mm-hmm.
It records your goddamn phone calls.
Yeah.
So what is this? And who is Google to say you can or you can't do it? It's not up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what really annoys me. And this is why I never bought an Apple product.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I can do mm-hmm. when I purchase something, because this is exactly what they did when they bought out iTunes.
Yeah.
And I bought my first, downloaded my first album mm-hmm. and then found out that I couldn't use it in any of my other music programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have that right because I bought the copyright for my personal use. Now, whatever program I want to put it in is none of their business. And, for instance, you know, here in Panama, we have to pay royalties to play music.
Yeah.
So if I purchase that piece of music, which I have done with all my music, and I'm paying royalties, that's no goddamn business of Apple or anybody else.
And that's why Shakespeare said, kill all the lawyers. Now, the thing about that is that Google says that it took that capability away because there were applications that were abusing that, recording your phone calls without your consent and then sending them to third parties or whatever. So they said, well, that's why you can't have nice things, and they shut that down. That's their side of the story. And while I understand their concern, they should have just got better at, you know, allowing you to choose what apps record or not.
Exactly.
But they took the low road, I guess, and they, as we say here in Panama, they picked the low-hanging mangoes, and they just went with that route and just canceled everything. So if you need to do that, there's devices, as I told you, that you can connect to your phone as if it were a Bluetooth device and record your phone calls from there. So that's something else that you can
do. Or call them on your landline.
Which, again, if your landline is not technically a landline but a voice over IP line like mine is,
mm-hmm.
I have that set up to my own PBX, my own mm-hmm, phone system, mm-hmm. and I record all my calls, all of them. Even if I don't do anything with them, I just record them just for whatever sake. So,
but we should all have that capability. Like mm-hmm. I said, you know, hey, if I were having a discussion with my lawyer, I wanted a hard copy, basically, mm-hmm. of what that discussion mm-hmm. was. And Google don't have the right to take that away from
them. Yeah. Again, another thing you can do is just open up a recording app, put it on speakerphone, and record from there. It's inconvenient, but it's doable.
But I mean, you know, that's one of the things that I'm sometimes reluctant to upgrade. I mean, I've got an upgrade for my Google Watch, which I'm not using. I won't upgrade it because I don't know what it's going to do.
Again, like I said before, you should look into what the updates give or take away before doing anything that's upgrading an operating system. Security updates, however, they usually don't take any functionality off or put any off.
And I think they're important.
Mm-hmm. Very.
The security upgrade. Anyway, congratulations to Christopher. Christopher Boatman there, who has got the adapter. We'll be in touch, Christopher, on how we can get that to you. If you want to come and pick it up, you're more than welcome. Dalton Computer, Alex Newman, always great to have you with us on the program. And thank you for your generosity in the giveaway.
And thanks to the people at Belkin who make it possible. Also, thank you to all the audience members that also contributed with interesting topics that we'll be taking care of in the next couple of weeks. And hopefully maybe we'll have another giveaway.
Ooh. Me? Can you give me away?
I couldn't even give you away.
So right. Alex, thanks so much for spending your time with us.
Great to be here.
Dr. Computer Alex Newman with us here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. And the time on this morning's breakfast show, we're just a few seconds away from 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin in a little while. And also, I know that we do have a couple of people that were born on this day in the world of music. And by the way, also, Banco Nacional and Folk Lab Studio, they're presenting a new single from The Beaches, together with Idania Dalman. What a wonderful world.
The colors of rainbow, strawberry.
Show with Jerry D.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer's breeze. My lady love, with love that's tender as a baby's touch, you give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love. Your love is cooling like the winter snow. My lady love, with love that's cozy as a fire's glow. And I keep on needing you, girl, a little more and more. And I thank you, my lady love. Love I need and I want to be around. Heaven sent you down, my lady love. Let me tell you that it's not easy. Keep love going smooth. You know people are people. They all have their moves. But it's so nice just to have someone like you.
Oh, the years flew by. like a mighty rush of eagles. My dreams and plans were all scattered in the wind. It's a lonesome life when you lose the ones you live for. If I make my peace with Jesus, will they take me back again? If I give my soul, will he cleanse these clothes I'm wearing? And if I give my soul, will he put new boots on my feet? If I bow my head and beg God for his forgiveness, will he breathe new breath inside me? Give me back my dignity.
One, if I give my soul, well, he was with us yesterday. That's Roy Romero there. And a great song. Love it. Beautiful voice. Congratulations, Roy. Right before that, Lady Love from Lou Rolls. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday, isn't it? We can do double happy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'll join you tomorrow with happy, happy. Happy, happy Friday tomorrow. So, anyway, how was yesterday?
Hey, don't forget the tickets for tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't forget the tickets for tomorrow. Glad you're here. Let me get it, because you sent me the flyer.
Yes.
Yeah, because unfortunately you can't go, can you? So we're going to give those tickets away. So just hang on a second. Let me get it right up here on my screen. And here we go. Right. Now, it was our guest that was in with us early in the week, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's been a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid and Ariel, remember? They were with us, amazing soprano,
mm-hmm.
And her pianist husband.
Mm-hmm.
What a pair.
Mm-hmm.
What a duo, huh? And they have an event. It's going to be on Friday, tomorrow, all right, 16th mm-hmm. of June. It's at 7 p.m. at the Biblioteca Nacional in Parque Omar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Excellent.
Now, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert, because they're doing all sorts of music, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just sort of, it's not just going to be sort of operatic. So I think you'll enjoy that. So that's Ingrid and Ariel. Two tickets to give away. All right. And this is at the, it's called, by the way, Poesia Amor, mm-hmm. a Piano y Voz.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not just them, I guess. They said they are going to have...
Well, they've got a guest.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. Thank you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you sit here and I'll go and do the social media. Not on your life. That's tomorrow, Friday, 16th of June, 7 o'clock at the Biblioteca Nacional, Parque Omar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give away those two tickets. I tell you what, all you're going to do is the first person... to drop me a WhatsApp and say, Happy Thursday,
mm-hmm.
can have those two tickets, all right? Drop me a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number, by the way, 677-188-22, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. First person who drops me the line says, Happy Tuesday! We'll get those two tickets for tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get them today, we're going to ask somebody tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just make sure you can make it tomorrow, please.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Do make sure you can make it. So there we go. Mm-hmm. Say Happy Tuesday, and you could go and see Ingrid and Ariel.
Happy Thursday.
Yes, Happy Thursday. That's what I said. Yasmin, it begins with a T.
You are confusing me.
You're confusing you. I'm confusing myself. Dear, oh dear, perhaps I should have stayed in bed this morning. Happy Thursday. Drop me a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. First person to say Happy Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you, yes. So, anyway, if not, we'll ask around tomorrow morning. But it's going to be a lovely concert.
Yeah.
So thanks for reminding me that it's Thursday, mm-hmm. apart from anything else. How was your day, yesterday?
Yesterday, what I did. Oh, I went home just to work.
Oh, you went home to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
And what about today? Anything special today?
No, today the same. Because, yeah, the thing is that this weekend is going to be very busy with Father's Day, you know, on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So on Saturday I have two events, and on Sunday it's going to be just to my father.
Oh, okay. Well, that's family day. Spend mm-hmm. the day with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going out for dinner or lunch? Or?
Lunch, I guess. But it's going to be at home with my sister. And so I have to work today and tomorrow. Before Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You're going to cook?
No.
I was going to say. You want to kill poor Papa on Father's Day? Who's doing the cooking? Your sister?
No. I guess my mom is going to cook something, and then we're going to buy something else.
Oh, okay.
To add to the lunch, yeah.
Like a bottle of champagne?
No, something to eat. Maybe some tamales or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know the tamales I like?
Which one?
The sloppy ones.
What is that?
Olla de whatever it is.
Ah, tamal de olla.
That's the one.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to eat, isn't it, really? You don't have to chew anything. Because one of the things I must admit I don't like about tamales, whether it's chicken or whether it's pork,
mm-hmm.
why did they have to leave mm-hmm. all the bones in there?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why either. Yeah.
You go, get me up. Ah! Bone in my mouth. Felipe. Felipe, guess what he said?
What he said?
He said, Happy Thursday.
Oh,
so congratulations, Felipe.
Oh, yes, congratulations.
So, yeah.
I just need his full name uh-huh. and the name of the person who's going to be there with him.
Okay.
And right. their ID numbers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And by the way, we've already got all his information.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Felipe. We'll be in touch with you after the show.
Great. Yes, thank you.
So, excellent. Mm-hmm. Right. Where were we?
Let's talk about who was born.
Okay.
This day in music.
All right. Mm-hmm. I know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me.
Oh, yes, but I have a question with this one. Robbie Nash, it's a girl or a man?
Robbie Nash. Give me it up here on my...
Well, he or she was born in 1934.
You carry on.
American...
Oh, Ruby Nash. Uh-huh. That's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl, okay.
Yes, Ruby.
Okay. She was an American singer who led the rhythm and blues group Ruby and the Romantics,
mm-hmm.
who scored the 1963 U.S. number one hit Our Day Will Come.
I remember. Mm-hmm. Our day will come.
Our day will come.
there we go. Yes, Ruby and the Romantics, and Our Day Will Come. I know. I love the sound of that organ in that song.
And I remember that song.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You really do.
You played before?
You do? Mm-hmm. Well, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a song that's been covered by many, 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 many people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've definitely played it on the program.
Uh huh.
And right. Who else was born on this day?
Also was Harry Nilsson.
Mm.
He was born in 1941. American singer, songwriter, who had the 1972 UK and US number one single with his version of the Badfinger song Without You.
Mm.
And the 1969 US number six single Everybody's Talking from the film Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one I've got ready to play. The one
which
I got.
One?
I got this one. It's It Had to Be You.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm pretty sure I got the other one. If I can find that, we'll do two in a row.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okie dokie.
I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue and even be just to be sad, thinking of you. Some mothers I've seen, it had to be me. I'm 5'10". Man among men, and you're 7'2". But with all your faults, it's you I adore. When you stand up, your hands touch the floor. It had to be unlucky me. It had to be me.
There we go. That is Harry Nilsson, Had to Be You. A lovely voice, isn't he?
Lovely, yes, I
love
it.
That comes off of a great album. It's called Schmilson in the... A little touch of Schmilson in the night was that one. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
What?
I found the other one.
Oh, what?
Everybody's Talking.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone.
suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a song. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
I can sing as. Oh, I just disconnected my headphones just as well. There we go. It was Harry Nilsson and Everybody's Talking. Mm-hmm. To my our friend over there in the UK, Paul Dixon, mm-hmm. known also as my harbinger of death, mm-hmm. because he always sort of races to get them and tell me that somebody passed away. Anyway, he did just drop me a line, did our Paul. And also a very good morning to Maria over there as well. Maria, good morning to you. Oscar-winning actress and former Member of Parliament, Glenda Jackson, has died at the age of 87. People are living to a ripe old age, you know.
Gosh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've got a few years to go if I get to that age. Mm. I'm not sure I want to, though. I mean, I forget things now. Imagine what it'd be like at 87. No teeth. Probably got no teeth in at all then, by then. I'll be talking like this. So, yes, anyway, she's passed away. Glenda Jackson became an international star back in the 1970s, and she won Oscars for Women in Love, the movies Women in Love, and A Touch of Class, and received two further nominations as well. She also starred as Elizabeth I, and this was in an acclaimed BBC drama. It's called Elizabeth R. Now, politics was always important, and she gave up acting to join the House of Commons as a Labour Member of Parliament in North London from 1992. That was to 2015. And that included 2 years as a junior transport minister in Tony Blair's new Labour government from 1997. She did go back to acting, playing King Lear on stage in 2016. And then winning a BAFTA for her screen comeback in the TV drama Elizabeth Is Missing in 2020. Because Elizabeth I was dead. That's why they couldn't find her. Hmm. You know, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, yes. Well, look, you enjoy your day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, enjoy your day. And we'll be back, won't we, tomorrow?
Yes.
With Happy, Happy Friday.
Exactly.
We will. Mm-hmm. All right. All the best, yes. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 16 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line, and she said here, let me just get it up, she said, happy rainy Thursday. That was this morning, and it's still quite cloudy out there. I think we're going to have more rain later on. And she says, happy rainy Thursday to all. Asked if we could play a song by Dolly Parton. It's called Wildflowers.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. Or at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow, so I ran fearing not where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much branch out. So I and wild, and I never felt right in a garden so different from me. I just never belonged. I just longed to be gone. So the garden one day set me free.
There we go. Yes, that's Wildflowers from Dolly Parton. That's going out to Mary Luna. That reminds me of a song. I'm just trying to see if I can... yeah, I found it already. Gosh, that was a bit quick. Because you were talking, she says, I was a wildflower. Reminded me immediately of a mix that I did with Paul Simon's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, together with Joyce Grenville.
Children! Now, come along. We're going to do our nice moving to music this morning. So let's make a lovely fairy ring, shall we? And then we'll all be flowers growing in the grass. Now, let's make a big circle. Spread out. Wider. Wider. Just fingertips touching. That's it. Sue, let go of Neville. Well, because flowers don't hold hands. They just touch fingertips. Sue, let go of Neville.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout, and we started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Now then, children, listen very carefully. Elvis, stop bouncing. No, bouncing isn't dancing. Elvis, don't argue, dear. Now, you watch the others and you'll see. Now, when Miss Bolting plays her music, I want us all to get up onto our tiptoes, toes, light as feathers, and dance away all over the room wherever the music takes us. And remember, we're lovely flowers growing in the grass.
Whoa, in a couple of days, the coma take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now, when the radical preach come and get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
And Sue, we don't want grumblers in our fairy ring, do we? We only want smilers. Yes, David, you're a smiler. Yes, Lavinia, you are. And Peggy, yes, you're all smilers. Now, quiet, please. Don't get so excited. Now, quiet. And Sue's going to be a smiler in a minute, aren't you, Sue? That's better. George! Don't do that.
This morning's breakfast show, there is Tracy Chapman and Give Me One Reason. Right, that's it then. Time for me to go off and for me to do whatever it is I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. Been great being with you this morning. It's great to be with you every morning. And thank you for being with us and sharing time with us here on the breakfast show. You know, you've got plenty of things to do with your time. And if you are spending some with us, big thank you. Thanks going out this morning, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us this morning and giving away that great charger. Congratulations to Christopher. He is the recipient. And Felipe, congratulations to him. He's going to be going to that concert tomorrow night. Yes, I'll be in touch with you to sort out the details. And also big thanks to Yasmin, of course, for doing all that and all our sort of social media and so on and so forth, plus our production. And today, a couple of people born on this day in music. Also big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, making her way back to Elvai from the city today. Hope you got there okay, if everything's all right. And the cook, how's her teeth doing? So thanks thanks to them. The boys and girls of Group Agrara keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. You've got 2Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi. Always great programming here on Cool FM. So, well, that's it. Tomorrow, what do we say? TGIF, don't we? Yes, it's going to be Friday tomorrow. We'll be having things like our freaky fun facts, etc., etc., what, where and when. Right, whatever it is you're going to be doing today, do it carefully. Why? Oh, because tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.
Trump has been nailed with a multi-million dollar fraud suit from Scotland. And the new... Trump has been nailed with a multi-million dollar fraud suit from Scotland. And the new multi-million dollar scandal involving Donald Trump was discovered by the Monitoring Group, according to a report by the Citizens for Accountability and Ethics in Washington. Crew, in this video, I will break it down for you. Before I start, please hit that subscribe button and switch on notifications to always be notified whenever we post any breaking news.